This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case. In the interest of JHB and JAB, minor children, Greene County Juvenile Office, petitioner respondent v. JEB, JR, natural father, respondent appellant, decided September 26, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Southern District. One in division in the interest of JHB and JAB, minor children, Greene County Juvenile Office, petitioner respondent, v. Nosen SD38913 and SD38914, consolidated, JEB, JR, natural father, filed September 26, 2025, respondent appellant. Appeal from the Circuit Court of Greene County, Honorable D. Andrew Hosmer. Judgments vacated JEB, Jr., father, challenges the judgments of adjudication and disposition entered by the Juvenile Division of the Circuit Court, the Juvenile Court, that placed his biological children, JHB and JAB, the children, under the care and control of the Juvenile Court and the Children's Division of the Department of Social Services II, Children's Division, 1C Section 211.031.11a and b. Two father raises 3 points on appeal that claim, one, the juvenile officer of Greene County, juvenile officer, did not present substantial evidence to support the judgment, two, the judgment was against the weight of the evidence, and three, no substantial evidence supported the proposition that juvenile officer made reasonable efforts to prevent or eliminate the need to remove the children from father's custody. Because father's first claim has merit and is dispositive of this consolidated appeal, we vacate the judgments and do not address father's second or third points. Standard of review. We review juvenile adjudication proceedings under the standard applied in other court-tried civil cases and will affirm the judgment unless there is no substantial evidence to support it, it is against the weight of the evidence, or it erroneously declares or applies the law. In RH 488SW3D93-96, MOJAP WD 2016. We consider the evidence in the light most favorable to the Circuit Court's ruling and ignore any evidence to the contrary. Adjury, background father was not named in the original petitions because his paternity had not yet been established. Once it had been, via DNA analysis, juvenile officer amended the petitions to name father as the biological father of the children. On December 30th, 2024, first, we have consolidated for purposes of appeal the two cases below that produced the separate judgments entered in each case. For the sake of simplicity, we refer collectively to the almost identical judgments as the judgment in the body of this opinion. 2. Unless otherwise indicated, all statutory references are to Auris Mocum, Sup. Seltzer 2024. 3. The juvenile court held a contested jurisdiction hearing as to father on the first amended petitions, the amended petitions. The amended petitions contain the following averments. A. Mother continues to be in a domestic violence relationship with father. Mother has a history of being in and out of domestic violence shelters and returning to father. Father has beaten mother in the presence of the child, Ren. Mother admitted to Children's Division that father has been physically violent to her. B. Father is known to law enforcement as being a violent person. Father has a criminal history. In case numbers, father entered a guilty plea to murder in the second degree and to armed criminal action. On information and belief, father has been on federal supervision for felon in possession of a firearm, 3. C. Mother has a history of using methamphetamine. Mother had an inpatient bed date of May 2, 2024 for substance abuse treatment. Mother failed to appear for this drug treatment. D. Mother continues to be uncooperative with Children's Division. Mother has declined services offered by Children's Division. E. Expert DNA paternity testing was performed, the results of which show that father cannot be excluded as the biological father of the children, in that the probability of paternity is 99.99%. At the outset of father's adjudication hearing, father admitted that DNA testing showed a 99.99% probability that he is the natural father of the children. In regard to the amended petitions, father did not contest the allegations in paragraphs C and D, as those averments concerned mother only. Father contested the first sentence of paragraph B, that he was known to law enforcement to be a violent person. But he did admit that he has a criminal history, having pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and armed three. Because the description of the federal charge at issue was not precise, the parties agreed to amend the averment as refull.